This is Dr. Leong, a neurologist in Pleasanton. The King patient last name is T-R-E-V as in Victor, I-Z-O. First name is Andrew, A-N-D-R-E-W. Date of visit is September 25, 2025. September 25, 2025. Expert of the patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. Post in 2018, our patient was doing airborne exercises. The first up, it was in Fort Bragg. First up, a patient tells me that he jumped off the plane, but when he was landing on the ground, his leg got caught onto something, and then he fell down with his head. The first up, he hit the head under the ground. The first up, a first-stop patient had immediate loss of consciousness on the ground. The first-stop patient was out of consciousness for 5 minutes or so. A first-stop patient, when he woke up, patient was confused, disoriented. The first-stop patient had a severe head pain. First-stop patient had confusion and disorientation and headaches for many days after that. It was in 2019. My patient was in Africa. First up, a patient was working with explosives at that time. First up, a patient tells me that there was an explosion near him. First up, it caused him to shockwave. A first up patient tells me that he has severe head pain after that. The first up, he did not lose consciousness. The first up, however, patient headache and confusion for several days. The first up, next paragraph. In 2016, coma patient was in Afghanistan. First up patient tells me that he was sitting in a convoy inside a truck. A first up patient tells me that there was an explosion outside a truck. A first up, patient tells me that the shockwave caused him to have significant headache, confusion, and disorientation. First up, patient had tunneling vision. First up, patient had headache. However, patient did not lose consciousness. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that in 2013, a patient fell off a truck. Patient did not lose consciousness. He did not go to the hospital at that time. Since these events, a patient has severe headache. Patient has frequent headache. Patient has concentration difficulty. Patient has migraines. Patient has difficulty remembering things. Patient has poor memory. Patient would have a patient forget tasks very easily. Patient become very irritable. Next paragraph. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, in 2018, my patient was doing airborne exercises in Fort Bragg, B-R-A-G-G. First up, a patient, when he was landing, with a parachute, patient's leg got caught and hit something. First up, a patient tells me that he landed onto the ground with his head. The first up patient tells me that he hit the head very hard. He had immediate loss of consciousness. The first up patient tells me that he was out of consciousness on the ground for 5 minutes. The first up, when he woke up, the patient was confused, disoriented. The first up patient had severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for several days after that. The first up patient also was involved in explosions, in 2016, when he was in Afghanistan. First up, patient was inside of a truck in a convoy. First up, there was explosion outside of truck. The shockwave was severe, and hit his head. First up, a patient tells me that he had confusion, in and out consciousness. First up, patient had tunneling vision. First up, it is followed by severe head pain, confusion, and disorientation. First up, next paragraph. Since these events, a patient has chronic headache. Poor memory, irritability, forgetfulness, it is my opinion that the chronic headache, irritability, memory, and poor memory, are common signs and symptoms for traumatic brain injury. As a matter of fact, in a MoCA examination, patient exhibited that he does have a poor memory, for example. This marks the identification. Next patient, last name is K-O-S-A-K-A. First name is S-E-N-I-Y-A. Date of visit is September 25, 2025. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was involving a traumatic brain injury for STARBORN patient tells me that she was in February of 2024 for STARBORN patient was in an obstacle course of physical training exercises for STARBORN patient was doing that without protective gear. So for STARBORN patient tells me that she fell to the ground five times during that day. For STARBORN patient tells me that she fell off the bars a few feet off the ground. For STARBORN patient hit the head. For STARBORN patient hit the back of the head. For STARBORN patient immediate loss of consciousness. For STARBORN this has happened twice during the exercise that day. For STARBORN patient tells me that she fainted twice. First up, a patient, when she woke up, a kind of patient has confusion, disorientation, dizziness, severe head pain. First up, patient's tunneling vision and nausea and vomiting symptoms. First up, patient tells me that she has severe head pain, confusion, disorientation for the next several days. The first time patient was nauseous for the next several days. The first time next worker, but since the event, patient has fainted at least four more times. The first time patient's constant headache every day. First time patient's nausea three times a week. The first time patient's dizziness, lightheadedness. The first time patient seeing auras. The first time patient's migraine with visual auras. The first time patient's poor memory. First time patient's difficulty to remember her task duties. The first time patient's difficulty sleeping at night. The first time a patient's trouble falling asleep. The first time next to paragraph. Patient is currently working for the Air Force. The first time a patient is currently cleaning dormitories. The first time but she tells me that she's not able to do her previous duties energy action controller for step emergency action controller. She's not able to perform her previous duty for emergency action controller because she has chronic headache, poor memory, blacking out and fainting episodes. First up, she tells me that these symptoms are significantly affecting her job. First up, she's not able to do emergency action controller because of these symptoms. First up, she's assigned to clean dormitories now. First up, next paragraph. First up, this marks the end of dictation.